If you looked in your bulletin, I'm sure you noticed that John, the 14th chapter, is where you need to be turning to right now. Passage of scripture that I have preached on personally more than 50 times at funeral services. And I'm preaching on it this morning, not because you're dead, but because it is the most important thing, I believe, that you can do when you come to the end of your life. You better have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He's the only thing that really matters, to have that relationship with Him. And you know what? I may be just silly enough to believe the Word of God, but I do. And I believe that if you put Him first in your life, then like He says, all these other things just fall in line. You know, you'll have a great relationship, I believe, with your family. I believe you'll have a great relationship with one another because you'll love one another just like Jesus says. And I think you'll just have a good feeling about yourself and live a life that is happy. You know, I don't think that everything in life happens is happy, but with Christ, we go through those things and we see that He brings us joy even in times of trial in our life. Jesus says He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's come to a point in time when He's at His disciples, apostles here, and He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. And I go and prepare a place for you. I just love that passage of Scripture. I go and prepare a place for you. I know He's got me a place prepared. No, and if I go and prepare a place for you, look at this promise. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Isn't that a great thing to know that when we come to the end of our life, or God comes, He's got a place prepared for us, and it's with Him? It's with Him. And where you go, and the way you know. And Thomas said to Him, Lord, we do not know where You're going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this morning we just thank You that we have the opportunity once again to read this wonderful passage of Scripture. And Lord, let Your Holy Spirit now just touch our hearts. Lord, that everything we do here points to You. All the glory and honor we give to You. Oh Lord, we just thank You for allowing us to be here. And Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't know You as their Lord and Savior, today might be that day that they say, you know, I want to give my life to Christ. And Lord, the Bible says when they do that, You will come in to their heart. And Lord, we just thank You for that precious moment there You give us of salvation. Lord, we thank You and praise Your name today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Now, we're about to start a new year. I guess we are in the new year. And some of you are still strung out over the last year. Amen. I tell you what, the colds have got many of us. Sicknesses has bothered our families. I don't know about you, when one of our kids or our grandkids get sick, it just goes through the whole family. Neighbors, our neighbors are our kids too, so when they get sick, we get sick. Now, I've been dealing with bronchitis for years, and it just seems to be lingering on and on. And Brother Teddy, when I try to draw a deep breath, it's just not there. And I rattle, and I start coughing. So if I start coughing and rattle, you know where it's coming from. But sometimes you just get to your wit's end, don't you? And sometimes, you know, that's the way life is. But with Jesus Christ, He takes all of those broken fragments in your life and pieces them all together again in your life. That life makes sense to you. You know, I thank God that He gives us a great assurance here. I was sitting there in my office reading scriptures, and you know, we had a funeral yesterday of Brother Carroll, and Brother Carroll was a fine man. I just enjoyed being around him, and he was always smiling. I know we all have our ups and downs, but you know, I find a great assurance in God's Word, and when I look through my Bible, I find these words: who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. Shall tribulation? No. Or distress? No. Persecution? No. Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? As it is written, for your sakes we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And He says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, I find assurance that no matter what 2018 is going to bring, I'm so proud of myself. I said that right? Usually I say 2017, but I got that right today. You know, my mind takes a while to switch over. Y'all may just switch over at midnight, but man, my mind takes a little bit of time to get out of 2017. But you know what? No matter what 2017 or 18 brings, and 2017 dealt us, I can find assurance in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, knowing that no matter what happens, He loves me. And did you know He loves you this morning the same way? Man, He just loves you with all His heart. Right now, He's wanting you to just trust Him with everything in your life, no matter what you've got. Some have cancer, some have financial problems, some have children problems, some children have parent problems. But whatever the case may be, God loves you. Now, if nothing else sinks in, just remember that Jesus Christ loves you. Matthew 17, 13 and 14, He gives us two gates. He says, narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life, and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And many are going that way. And He says, the narrow way, few find it. Well, let me tell you how you can find the way. Jesus Christ says He is the way. Now, there are many ways that you may go in life. There's all kinds of ways that's going to get you places, but there's only one way that's going to get you to eternal life, and that is Jesus Christ. There's all kinds of paths out there that we might follow, but the only path that leads you to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. Over in the Old Testament, in 1st and 2nd Kings, are these same familiar words. Listen to what they said. It's about these kings, and it says, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father. And then again it says, he did evil and walked in the way of sin. And he did evil and walked in the way of destruction. And over, we find that these kings walked in the way of darkness, and they walked in the way of wickedness, And over, we see that they followed many paths, but they didn't follow Jesus Christ. And you see, Isaiah 53:6 says, all of us, doesn't leave any one of us out, are like sheep that's gone astray. Every one of us have turned to our own way. And the Bible also says in Proverbs, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end of that way is death. You see, man looks at things and says, surely there's some other way that we can get to heaven. Surely. A God that loves us so much wouldn't just let one little way to heaven. Man thinks, oh, there's got to be some other way. Maybe it's being good. Maybe it's going to church. Maybe it's living a pretty good life. Maybe it's giving money to the Lord. Work. But Jesus says, no, there is no other way. I am the one. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Several years ago, we got to go to visit our son over in China, and we stopped in Hong Kong. And if you've never been to Hong Kong is a busy city. It's a beautiful city. It's there on the ocean, and it's got mountains right next to it. And he took us on a tour of some of the most beautiful sights you'll ever see. One was a city park. And I've never seen this before, but in that park was a maze of hedges. And you would walk into these hedges, and you follow a trail, and you try to find your way out. Well, I'm not good at finding my way out. Now, when you go in there, you can walk and you turn right. There's left ways. There were all different ways to go. Some were dead ends. Now, after a while of being lost, your mind begins to play tricks on you. Am I ever going to get out of this place? Well, you can walk and walk and walk, and let me tell you something. It's very hard to find the way out. And only when you get tired of all the dead ends of life there in that maze, you can stop. And someone, he said, that knows the way will come and take you and show you the way out. But only after you've exhausted yourself for looking and you stop looking. Well, you know what? That's what Jesus Christ did. We looked and looked and looked. Man looked and looked and looked. The man tried to keep the laws, but we could not find our way to heaven. And God said, you know what? I love them so much that I'm sending my son down. And folks, we'll find Christ when we get to the end of our rope and say, listen, I'm tired of trying to live life my way. Now, as long as you struggle, as long as you say, well, I'm going to do this my way, you'll never make it. It's only when we say, Lord, I realize I'm a sinner. I realize I'm in my lost condition, and I want you to come into my life, that he comes into your life. And you know what? He takes you by the hand. Not only that, he seals you with his spirit. And he says, listen, this is the way I want you to walk. And you know, as you read the Bible, man, I tell you what, you see that God is leading you in all these things, you get trapped up. How many of us get trapped up in all the things of life? I just watch people during the Christmas season. Most people forgot about Jesus Christ. I'm be honest with you. Most people forgot about Jesus Christ during the Christmas season. It was all about what are we going to get, what are we going to give, you see. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of church people. Church people are ones that got their name on a roll somewhere, and they think they're going to go to heaven when they die because they've got their name on the church roll. But when they get to that end, the Lord's going to say, wait a minute, I never knew you. But Lord, we went to church and we did this and we did that and we worked our way and we... That's kind of like in that maze. They never stopped long enough to say, Lord, I need you to guide me through life. You see, now when we get lost enough to realize that we're lost in the world's condition and say, Lord, I want you to come into my life, then he will come in. He promises he will come in. That's how we're saved. We first have to admit that we're lost. And there's so many in our churches today that have gone to church so much and got accustomed to doing this on Sunday morning, but they don't do anything else the rest of the week. Now, I'm not saying they're lost. They may be saved. But let me tell you something. Their relationship with God is not what it ought to be. For you know what? If we really love God, he's going to be in the center of our life. And you're going to put him first in everything. All our efforts should be following Christ. All our time should be following Christ. I heard of an old missionary years ago who wanted to go to the jungles of South America. And he wanted to go down there and reach this lost tribe and tell them about Christ. They were down there. He'd heard about them. They never knew Jesus Christ. So he was going to go down there. He was going to witness to them. But he couldn't find anybody that knew how to get to them. He went and asked, do you know where this lost tribe is? And many of them said, no, we don't know how to get there. One old chief said, let me tell you something. You stay here and someone will come and guide you. Well, in about a day or two, this old chief came. He was cut up. He had marks all over his body. And he says, this guy can lead you to the lost tribe. Well, he'd never seen him before in his life. And he said, how do I know that he can lead me to the lost tribe? And the old chief says, I have been there. I know the way. And these marks on my body are there to prove that I am the way to get there. Well, you know what? Jesus bore the marks of Calvary upon his body. He is the way. There's no other way, the Bible says. At Calvary, he died for us. The Bible says he is the resurrection and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And did you know what? Jesus Christ is the way this morning for peace in 2018. I listen to the news every once in a while. There's no good news on television anymore. You know, it's all about who can drag the other person down, I believe, the most. And we don't know if we're going to have peace or not. But I tell you one thing, no matter what happens, Jesus can give you peace in 2018. He's the power if you need strength to live by. He's the pardon. Every one of us need forgiveness of sin. I don't know about you, but I sin. I fall short of the glory of God. I need his forgiveness. He is the only one that can give you a purpose for living, you see, in 2018. Man, he's the only one that gives you hope for tomorrow. You know, I look at my grandkids and I say, oh, you know, I wonder, man, what is it going to be in their age when they become adults? What's going to happen to them? Will there be any others left? Well, Jesus Christ is that hope. Not only that, he's the happiness for living every day. Man, I don't know if you've got happiness or not, but we ought to have that happiness of Christ in our life. He's the only hope of heaven, the glory, you know, not material things. I like that song, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Not only is he the life, he says, I am the way, I'm the truth. In Colossians 2:3, we see Christ in whom are hid all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge. To know Jesus Christ is to know truth. To know Jesus Christ is to know wisdom. You see, truth is not found in some philosophy, but in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not found in Baptist denomination, but it's found in Jesus Christ. It's not found in a moral code, but it's found in Jesus Christ. Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep me until that blessed day. Now, truth is truth, and Jesus Christ is the only truth. Today they tell, well, preacher, you got to be able to, you got to be willing and able to accept some other things as maybe times change. Well, Jesus Christ in his word doesn't change. This word is absolutely true. It doesn't change at all. You know, when I was in school, man, I was good. 2 plus 2, I found out 4. I did. I found out that was 4. I was trying to tell my granddaughter the other day, you know, we counted to 10 because we only had 10 fingers. And then she said, what did you count any higher, Papa? I said, when we took off our shoes, we could count 10 more. I had her going. But man, but you know what? 2 plus 2 is 4. It's always 4, isn't it? Absolute truth. Now, if I told you the first president, his name was George, how many of you would believe it if I said Bush? That's not true, is it? Now, it's a half-truth. His name is George, but it's George Washington. It'll always be that way. Jesus says, I am the absolute truth. It will not change. His word does not change. He's always the way. He's always the truth. He's always the life. And when he tells us something that's a moral truth, why is it moral truth right? Because of his character that's in him. You see, it'll always be right if God says it's right. Many a man could say, I have taught you the truth, but only Jesus Christ could say, I am the truth. Not only he says that, he says, I am the life. Without Christ, guess what? We're dead in our trespasses and sin. Ephesians 2:8 says we are dead in our trespasses and sin. You know what? John 5:24 says the one who believes in Christ has passed out of death unto life. Now, Jesus says, he that believeth in me has everlasting life. And I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. You see, what God wants is to us to have life. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me shall never die. You believe that? Yes, I believe that. I was dead in my trespasses and sin. I was a dead man even though I was walking around. But when Christ came into my life, he gave me eternal life. No, I will cease to exist one day here in this old body because this body wears out. But the moment I cease to exist here, he says, I have a place prepared for you. And where I am, there you will be also for all eternity. You see, life really just begins when we trust Christ as our Lord and Savior, eternal life. You know, it's great this morning that I'm fully alive. I'm fully alive. I'm not dead anymore. I used to be dead in my trespasses and sin. Now, some of you may be dead this morning. You've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He wants you to be fully alive. He wants to give you his spirit. Well, how can you be alive? One day, I realized I was a sinner. And I said, Lord, I want you to come into my life. And he did. He quickened me. That means he changed me. Man, his spirit came into my life. And then he sealed me with his Holy Spirit. I was dead, but now I was alive. Is that your life? You were dead, but now you are alive. Now I'm also happy in Christ. I was in that old maze, walking around, trying to get my way out. I could not do it. I come to many a dead end in life. I had no hope. That's what the Bible says. We have no hope without Christ. But when I stopped trying myself, and on the fourth row of Eastside Baptist Church, I said, Lord, I want to give my life to you. I'm tired of living dead. He gave me life. He gave me hope. His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Perhaps that's you today. You're here. You say, Lord, I am dead without you. Would you forget about all the excuses? Man, people got excuses for not coming. We've been using them for years. You know, I ran out of them. I ran out of them. I said, Lord, I have taught Sunday school. Lord, I've been a Sunday school superintendent. Lord, I'm taught the RAs and GAs. Lord, I've been doing this. And that preacher just kept saying, you're dead in your trespasses and sin. Jesus Christ is the only way. And you know what? Pride holds a lot of us back. What if somebody thinks I'm, it doesn't matter what somebody else thinks. It's what God thinks that matters. You want to start 2018 off right? Come to Jesus. Simply come to Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. believe also in me. How can we know the way, Lord? I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ, would you simply trust him today? Simply trust him. Forget about all the past, whatever you've been doing, and trust him. Him alone. If you're here today and you've been saved, but you're not living for him, you haven't put him in the center of his will in your life, then would you come and just kneel at the altar and say, Lord, I've got to get some things right. If I'm going to be happy in Jesus, I've got to get some things right. And the Bible says if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe that with all my heart because I've been there. I thank God that he forgives. And then maybe you're here this morning and you don't have a church home. And this is the place God has led you. Would you simply come and say, listen, I want to serve Christ right here. I've been saved. I followed through with baptism. But I want to serve Christ right here. I'd be glad to have you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, some of us need to make decisions that will affect our whole life. A decision to put you first in our life. To trust you as Lord and Savior. Lord, if there's someone here like that, what a great way to start off this year. Lord, whatever decisions we need to make, I pray right now that they will move your Holy Spirit to let us make those decisions. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.